From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of the Italian composer, violinist, and singer, Maddalena Laura Lombardini Sirmen. She lived from 1745 to 1818. We'll turn to her fifth violin concerto in B-flat major, part of a collection of six violin concertos, Opus 3. The work in three movements, Maestoso, Andante, and Rondo, performed by the Sivaria Baroque Orchestra with featured soloist, violinist Piroska Viterius.
Thank you.
music of Maddalena Laura Lombardini Sirmen, her fifth violin concerto in B-flat major, part of her collection of six violin concertos, opus 3, Maestoso, Andante, and Orondo, respectively, as performed on period instruments by the Savaria Baroque Orchestra with featured soloist Piroska Viterius. Part of a 2-CD set released in 2007 on the Hungaroton label, the label based in Hungary, specializing in classical performances by Hungarian musicians. The album, entitled Sirmen, Six Violin Concertos. Our next selection will have an even stronger connection to Hungary, as it is by a Hungarian composer, Ferenc Erkel, who lived from 1810 to 1893. He is best known for the Grand Opera, a form of opera which is still somewhat popular within Hungary. We're going to listen to a piano piece, which is based on an opera from another Hungarian composer, Endre Bartály, and the opera Csel. This is Introduction and Variations on the Theme from the opera Csel, in five movements, Animato, Andante, Animato, Adagio, and Presto, as performed by pianist István Kassál. Thank you. Introduction and variations on the theme of the opera Chel, the opera composed by Endre Bertay, the introduction and variations, piano music of Ferenc Erkel, as performed by pianist István Kassál, from a 1991 compact disc on the HNH International label, the album Erkel, Piano Works and Chamber Music. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you want more information about Classics and Beyond, including detailed program playlists, or if you want to listen to this and previous episodes of Classics and Beyond at your convenience, then please head over to our website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is Classics and Beyond, program number 1624. We'll conclude the hour by listening to some electroacoustic music from Canadian composer David Keane. We'll hear all of the A-side of a 1979 LP, the album Lyra, or Lyra, I'm not sure of the correct pronunciation, L-Y-R-A, music conceived at the Electronic Music Studio at Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario. The A-side of this recording is made up of two pieces, which were performed live at the first annual Festival of Electronic Music, which took place at the Music Gallery in Toronto in January of 1979. We'll first hear the title piece, Lyra, for piano and tape recorder, featuring pianist Monica Gaylord, and we'll follow that with Elegy for double bass and tape with bassist Joel Quarrington, tape and electronics supplied by the composer, David Keane. The best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Two selections, the entire A-side, in fact, of the LP Lyra, music of Canadian composer David Keane. The two pieces performed live at the first annual Festival of Electronic Music in Toronto in January of 1979 at the Music Gallery. The first piece for piano and tape recorder, featuring pianist Monica Gaylord, the title piece, Lyra, and Elegy for double bass and tape recorder featuring bassist Joel Quarrington. The B-side of the LP features the piece Evening Song for soprano and tape, which sadly is a piece you will never hear on this program because of the archaic and ridiculous rules set forth by the FCC concerning the broadcast of obscene language. That piece featuring soprano Karen Skidmore, and an electronic piece called In Memoriam closes out the B-side of the disc, the piece a tribute to the pioneering French electronic composer Hugh Lacaine. The album issued in 1979 on the Canadian Music Gallery Editions label, the recording label of the Music Gallery in Toronto, releasing many outstanding Canadian avant-garde classical and jazz recordings, many of which, to my knowledge, have never been reissued on compact disc. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.